Chapter 10. Krishna brings back the six dead sons of Devaki. At Krishna's Dwarka Palace, Mother Devaki sometimes thought about her other six baby boys born while she was in prison. She cried when she remembered how her cruel brother Kamsa had killed each and every one of her newborn babies, one after another. One day, she said sadly, "My dear Krishna and Balaram, when your teacher Sandipani Muni asked you to bring back his dead son, you went all the way to the Lord of Death. Although his son had been dead for a very long time, you returned him to his father. How happy I would be if you would kindly bring back all of my sons too, and I could see them just once." Lord Krishna and Balaram set off through outer space until they got to a lower planet named Sutala. Bali Maharaj, the king of Sutala, welcomed them and seated them on beautiful golden thrones to wash their lotus feet. He offered them ghee lamps, lovely clothes, and ornaments, and smeared cooling sandalwood paste on their bodies. He affectionately brought betel nuts and delicious things for them to eat. Bali Maharaj prayed, "My dear Lord Krishna and Balaram, I offer my obeisances again and again. How may I serve you?" Lord Krishna said, "My dear king of the demons, many millions of years ago, six demigod sons of Marichi insulted Lord Brahma. As a punishment, they were born as the sons of the famous demon Hiranyakashipu. He cursed them to be killed by their next father, Kalanimi, in another birth. These same six sons of Kalanimi were born as the sons of my mother, Devaki. They were destined to be killed by their father, who in his next life took birth as the evil King Kamsa. My dear Bali Maharaj, Mother Devaki still cries about their early deaths and wants to see them again. They are living here with you and are now called Smara, Udgita, Parishvanga, Patanga, Shudrabit, and Grini. Please let me take them to see her. Afterwards, I will send them back to their original heavenly planet." Bali Maharaj gladly sent them along. Lord Krishna and Balaram took the boys home and presented them as little babies to their loving mother. Devaki was so filled with joy and motherly feelings that milk began to flow from her breast. She fed the babies with great satisfaction and took them on her lap again and again, smelling their heads and thinking, "Krishna has found my lost children and brought them back." The same milk had been sucked by Lord Krishna when he was a baby. While these babies drank Mother Devaki's breast milk, they were filled with great love for the Lord. One after another, they offered their obeisances and touched the transcendental bodies of Lord Krishna and Balaram. Then, they offered obeisances to their dear mother and father. Immediately, they were transferred to their home in the heavenly planets.